Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A German celebration is coming up next Sunday, and Dogfest, a treasured tradition of food, drink, and entertainment. To share on the event is ARCO Development Director Missy Fleming and Patrick Earle with Tenori's Wine Cellar. Welcome to you both.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you both for being here. Patrick, all right, let's get down to the nuts and bolts. What is Dogfest about?
Well, Dogfest is a thank you celebration for all of those that have supported ARCO. But in conjunction with that, what we've got is Oktoberfest. And we're going to be doing our annual Oktoberfest along with that. Lots of German stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to have Oktoberfest beers provided by Marsala Beverage and by Choice Brands. We'll have some wines from them, German wines. We're going to have all kinds of German foods. We're going to have Knackwurst and Bratwurst and Sauerbraten and Rouladen. We'll have German potato salad and, you know, just a lot of other stuff, too.
Can we move that up from the 29th to maybe about an hour from then?
Yeah. And on the other side of the house, we're going to have some Louisiana food provided by Chef Eric Johnson. So we'll have some red beans and rice and gumbo and things like that over there.
Almost kind of traveling the globe, I guess.
That's right, exactly. I mean, some people, you know, aren't going to want German food, but they're going to love the Louisiana food.
What is some of the history about the German tradition of Oktoberfest?
Well, it started out as a marriage ceremony. It was actually a wedding party, and it was in the middle of October. But because it's cold over there in October, they moved it up to the last week in September to make the weather a little bit warmer.
Right.
And so they celebrate every year. Originally, it was a horse race. For the first couple of years, all they did is one horse race, and that's it. Then after that, it's developed into the big 10-day party that they have every year in Munich.
And we're able to bring a little bit of it here to Northeast Louisiana.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Missy, proceeds from Dogfest will be going towards ARCO. Take a moment to tell us about the organization.
Well, of course, ARCO is a nonprofit United Way agency, and we provide services for babies and adults with developmental disabilities. Actually, this year, we'll be celebrating our 60th anniversary, so we've been in the community for quite some time.
With that in mind, we talk about funding issues, and how important are events like this when we talk about funding issues that affect many nonprofits?
They're critical. We, you know, you could call them fundraisers, and yes, we're raising money, but it's critical supplemental money to continue in service, the services that we provide. Quite honestly, with governmental funding and even some of the United Way funding, we fall short. And so fundraising fills that gap. It makes a difference between really what we're able to accomplish and not. So critical in our services. Yeah.
A lot of people bringing this event together. Tell us about that and what you're looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to the whole thing. It's going to be fabulous. Last year, the food was phenomenal. Patrick didn't toot his own horn, but he's actually a very incredible chef himself. And so we're looking forward to being able to take part in tasting all of the foods. And, of course, the beverages are going to be wonderful. But the community comes together to put this event on. And one of our key sponsors this year, in addition to Marcel, Beverage Choice Brands, and of course Tenori's Wine Cellar, is Sanson Family Medical. They've come on board this year to make this event possible and make it very meaningful to the folks we support. And so it's wonderful when a community comes together that way.
Patrick did want to ask you about why your support and awareness of ARCO.
Well, somebody's got to help the children. I mean, with all the government cutbacks and funding problems, I try to raise as much money for them as possible every year. Yeah. We do two or three ARCO events at Tenori's.
You know, like you mentioned, Missy, in the time when cuts continually come and not knowing exactly how they're going to fall out, events like this, just being able to kind of help support initiatives in our area. I did want to ask you about some other events going on with ARCO. I know Dogfest is one, but...
Yeah, and we also have coming up on October the 3rd, of course, this event is Sunday, September the 29th. Shortly after that, though, on Thursday, October the 3rd, ARCO will be the only business in town that has access to selling the $10 tickets for the ULM versus Western Kentucky game. And last year, that was very successful for us. We generated a little over $18,000 for the university and $7,500 for the agency. So it was at a time that the university is also receiving lots of cutbacks. We were able to also partner and help them while they were helping us.
Yeah.
So,
you know, when we talk about ARCO, can you share for just a second a success story about someone that, you know, whether it be with a child or with an adult looking for a job placement?
Yeah. You know, right now, the first thing that comes to mind is a business called Academy Sports. And I had an opportunity to visit with the manager there. And we have an employee who has been there for over 7 years. And he described to me, I said, what would you say to a business out there in the community that may be considering hiring one of our folks? And he said, throw out any perceived notion that you have about an individual with a intellectual disability, because the abilities are limitless. And he said that this gentleman has been promoted several times. He is an intricate part of the morale of all of the employees and one of the hardest working individuals they have. So, you know, it doesn't, and he's also an incredible golfer, the participant. And so he said, not only is he incredible at working here, but he also really kicks my you-know-what on the golf course. So so just, you know, just real life.
Yeah.
I mean, that is it. It's just having access to a normal, typical life where people can have pride and success.
DocuFest coming up on Sunday the 29th. Patrick, more information. It is a ticketed event. How can somebody find out more?
Oh, they can always call me at Tenori's Wine Cellar, and the number there is 325-4100. The event is going to be held at my house this year. The address is 2107 Essex.
Patrick Girl, Missy Fleming, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.